stuck in the middle with you.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
So the other day, Christina comes into the studio and she says, this has been just, what a day. You know, we can talk about this on the show because this was just amazing. It's like, calm down. What's going on? So she starts to tell me the story and it takes place inside the Lincoln Tunnel. You and I have both been through that tunnel hundreds and hundreds of times. It's like, all right, you drive through, you drive out. But all of a sudden, Christina goes in and for a minute, she did not think she was going to get out. And she met someone that was quite concerned that she wasn't going to get out. So what happened?
Well, okay, so we're sitting in the tunnel. I guess there was a stalled truck or something.
Yes.
So the tow truck comes in, and you know it's only two lanes going through, so we're stopped. And we're stopped for about 15 minutes. And, you know, we're right in the middle. It's dark. You know, you're in the tunnel. You're whatever. So I'm kind of goofing off on my phone. And all of a sudden, I look up, and the woman in front of me kind of gets out of her car and looks ahead of her to see what's going on. So I'm thinking, okay, she's just curious.
Yeah.
She gets back in the car. 5 minutes pass. We're still sitting there. She gets out of the car again, and she starts walking back towards my car. She kind of gives me, like, this wave, like she's trying to get my attention.
That's never good.
So I'm thinking, oh, no. What could this woman possibly want in the middle of the Lincoln Tunnel? Like, what could I do for her, right? So she comes over to the passenger side, and I roll down my window, and the woman's crying. And I'm like, oh, no.
I mean, not just a little tear.
No, she is visibly
makeup
upset.
All over the face.
She,
really
tears
upset.
Tears rolling down her face. She's visibly upset.
Wow.
So I look at her and I'm like, what's wrong? Like, I didn't know. And she's like, oh, I get very anxious inside small spaces and we're not moving and I don't know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, okay, we're in the Lincoln Tunnel.
And you're quite scared at this point.
Well,
and you're wondering, why did she pick you?
I'm not scared at this point. I'm just thinking, why did she pick me?
Why did she pick me?
So I'm kind of looking at her and I'm like, oh, it's okay. We're good. You know, you see the flashing lights because literally the flashing lights were just in front of us. So you could tell there was a tow truck
and
or something.
And she didn't see that. Or did the light set her off?
I don't know what set her off.
Okay.
But she, and I said, oh, you know, so I'm trying to make small talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, what's your name? You know.
Hey, how about those Mets?
I said, are you in the car by yourself?
Yeah.
Because I asked her, I said, do you want to come sit in the car with me? I'm trying to be nice.
Wow. That's a leap of faith.
The woman is very, she was a young woman, looked like she may have been like in a business suit or something.
Mm-hmm.
She was, just, I didn't know what else to do for her. So I was like, why don't you come sit in the car with me? So she's like, oh, no, my son is in the car. So I'm thinking, well, how old's your son that you're leaving him in the car?
That's amazing. You know, she must have been so beside herself to leave. Now, do you know how old the kid was?
Yeah, she told me that he was 10. So I kind of made a joke. And I said, oh, he probably thinks this is cool or is goofing off on his iPad
or something.
But that's
still not that old, you know, in a scary situation, so to speak.
So she's like, oh, he's all right. He's sitting in the back. Blah,
sure
blah.
He is.
So I'm like, okay. So she keeps like looking around. And I said, oh, what's the matter? Are you claustrophobic? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I get very, well, it's the Lincoln Tunnel. So
yes.
I don't know. You know, people get weird on bridges
and tunnels guess.
In the New York area. So
look at you, Dr. Melfi. Very
so I'm
nice.
I'm like, oh, are you claustrophobic? And I'm thinking, oh, please don't pass out because then I'm going to feel like responsible or something.
You're going to get sued.
So I'm like, oh, you know, I have a friend that works at a traffic company or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, well, let me call and find out what's going on.
Even though you can see the lights 48 feet in front of you.
Even though you can see the tow truck. It couldn't have been more than 10 cars.
So you're just trying to buy time and you're trying to reassure this woman.
Right.
I am very impressed.
So I'm trying to be nice here and comforting in a way that's, you know, far enough away where, you know, if something does go down,
yeah.
I'm not really
you can run the other way.
Affected, you know, right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me call my friend. So I call, I put him on speaker. I'm like, hey, you know, oh, I'm in the outbound Lincoln. You know, is there anything going on? We're stopped. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is just a stalled truck. It looks like they're just about to clear it out. So I said, you see, just a stalled truck.
And the tunnel is about
don't
to collapse in on itself. No? Okay.
That's what she's afraid of, I think.
That's what she's afraid of, I would imagine. Sure. Okay.
So she's like, oh, okay. Oh. And I'm thinking, okay, how bad does it have to be where you're abandoning your kid in the
That's
car
right.
and you're looking for comfort in a stranger?
A total stranger.
Talk you off the ledge,
right.
so to say.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Or talk you out of the tunnel.
Right.
Because, all right, you're non-threatening. You're easily approachable.
Uh-huh.
All right. Would she have gone up to some burly truck driver, some real
not.
Mean, nasty guy in a
probably
truck behind
not.
You? Of course,
no.
probably not. And I wonder how upset the child was at this point. Because mommy is gone. Mommy just made a new friend. Mommy's in the tunnel. All of a sudden, here I am sitting here with the car running
goodness.
And the door wide open.
Yeah.
And Junior there doesn't know what's going on. And mommy is just gone because mommy is becoming a big fan of Christina Staffo.
I kept saying to her, oh, yeah, you know, you think at this time there wouldn't be any traffic. Oh, you just never know.
And
traffic
you're grasping
is,
for things to say at this point.
Traffic is so crazy. You know, anything could happen anytime.
And you're running out of material.
But I kept saying to her, oh, it's just a stalled truck.
Right. And so what did she say when you would say that each time? Did she respond to that?
She would be like, oh, I know, but we're not moving.
That's the idea of the stalled truck.
Right. And I said, listen, it's a two-lane road here.
It's like a physics lesson.
I know. It was like, you know, if they had one lane open, it would be dangerous for the tow truck driver to hook up the truck, and they need room and blah, 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 you know, this, that, and the other thing. I said, things happen all the time. I said, oh, you know, you see these trucks. They're so old. Maybe it ran out of gas. You know, we were sitting in some traffic coming into the tunnel. You don't know.
I'm a little surprised, though. Being the inner nerd that you have, I'm surprised you didn't like draw an analogy. Like, we were Spider-Man right now. We would actually be able to walk along the top of the tunnel and get out of this.
If her kid was there, I probably would have gone into a more nerd-like approach. But
really?
This woman, there was like, I don't know what she was looking for from me. And I didn't know what to give her to make her feel
reassurance.
Better. Reassurance. And that's what I was
compassion,
trying to do.
Love.
I was trying to give her, you know, reassurance at least.
Yes.
That we weren't going to die in the tunnel.
See?
In that moment.
Isn't that amazing? Because think about where we do live, all right? Where this took place in the Lincoln Tunnel was literally about a mile and a half away from where 9/11 took place.
Right.
We are now conditioned to assume the worst.
All the time.
And if you do have any kind of propensity for any kind of claustrophobia,
any kind
of an issue where you can't deal with stress,
anxiety,
you start worrying about what's going to happen because you know what has happened before.
Right.
Okay? And that's a very difficult way to live.
It sure is. It's like kind of you're ruled by fear.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I felt bad for her because I literally was just sitting there looking at Facebook on my phone,
right,
just thinking, just annoyed that it's been taking me 20 minutes.
And you're just sitting in the tunnel.
Yeah, just to get.
It's a hot day. You don't
really
want to be in
thinking
there.
Of anything else. I was just like, oh, we're still here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then this woman who's visibly shaken, crying, abandons her kid in the car.
Exactly.
Looking for comfort in a stranger.
In a stranger.
And you think, what's going on here? Because I feel like some people would be like, oh, this woman's crazy. But you really have to like sit there and think about.
This woman was in crisis.
What is going on inside her head? And she's in crisis mode. And maybe she was afraid because she had her son in the car that something was going to happen.
And we all have these. You can think back to things in your childhood that happened to your parents or whatever. There are things that stick in your head.
Mm.
Negative influences and negative moments
from
when you were 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever. He or she, I guess you said it was a he. He's going to remember this.
Sure will.
30 years from now, he's going to be driving through the Lincoln Tunnel. Boy, remember that day when mom freaked out and she was talking to that woman? Hey, that was Christina Stoffo.
Hey.
Anyway, but back to the story.
Yeah.
The whole thing has a negative implication on him as well. And that's not good for kids to see their parents break down like that, because how is he then supposed to react in any kind of a situation when he's presented with any kind of stress?
I don't know.
But it's terrible. This poor thing, literally just going to pieces in the tunnel simply because a truck broke down.
Yeah.
And now we don't know who this woman is.
Nope.
She went on with her day, went on with her life, and it's somebody
so
who needs help.
When I finally asked, do you want me to come sit in the car with
you? Yeah.
She looked up and she was like, no. Like, you could tell that she was just saying, like, no. Oh, I just need
she
to be out
She wanted to say
here.
Yes.
But I feel like she maybe wanted to say yes,
yep.
But then as that portion of the conversation was going on, the one lane started to move.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, it's opening. Like she actually threw her hands up and she was like so excited.
That was
that
her
the
relief.
Lincoln
yeah.
was opening up. And I was like, okay. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. You helped me so much. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Okay.
See? Want to come be a guest on a radio show? No.
I wonder if you're listening. This is a very unique story. You know who you are.
And she's, oh my God, that was her.
Well, I know her name. I didn't say her name, but
no.
I felt bad for this woman. And I think about how many other people have anxiety like that, where you know people just think they're acting crazy, or you know they just don't know what is going on, and they don't care to find out what's going on.
I would venture to say there is a large number of us that is very close to being pushed over the edge to a point where you just can't. There's so much stuff that goes on nowadays.
Yeah,
I mean, think about all the family stuff, job stuff, and everything. It doesn't take much to really just send someone in a bad way.
And it goes deeper and further than just people living in a city area. I mean,
right.
This is everyone. It
doesn't
anyone, have to be,
anywhere.
It could be anything
right.
that has gone on that's caused you stress.
Sure.
That makes a little situation seem
right.
big to you,
exactly
but small to
right.
somebody else. I don't know. I kind of feel bad for her.
Well.
But.
But you know what? In all seriousness, it was nice that you were there, because think about it. It's New York City.
Mm.
How many people would have even lowered the window to speak with this
people
woman?
People would have just been like, oh, this crazy lady in the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm not talking to her.
And what about if there was somebody that thought they could take advantage of some woman in a bad spot emotionally at that point? Hey, you were there for a reason, and you learned a very valuable lesson.
Which was?
Stay out of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Don't go to the Lincoln.
Go use the bridge instead. Or get a raft and get across the Hudson that way.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go live on a farm.
Or use mass transit and get yelled at because you start talking in the quiet car.
This is the quiet car.
Every time I go on New Jersey Transit now, it's like, uh-oh. Thank God Staffo is not here because she will get me thrown off this train.
That's so funny.
There you go. Anyway, so you're a good Samaritan.
An interesting day for me indeed.
You're a good egg.
Oh,
that's what you,
you
are.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.